भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6th चैप्टर 15। नारदा एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु। टेक्स्ट 7। देहे न देहि नो राजन् देहा देहो अभिजायते विजाते व यथा बीजम् देयर्थ इव शाश्वत। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: as from one seed another seed is generated, O King, so from one body, that is the body of the father, through another body, the body of the mother, a third body is generated, the body of a son. As the elements of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. Purport: from Bhagavad Gita, we understand that there are two energies, namely the superior energy and inferior energy. Inferior energy consists of the 5 gross and 3 subtle material elements. The living entity who represents the superior energy appears in different types of bodies. Through these elements, by the manipulation or supervision of the material energy. Actually, both the material and spiritual energies, matter and spirit, exist eternally as the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The potent entity is a Supreme Person. Since the spiritual energy, the living being, who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, desires to enjoy this material world, the Lord gives him a chance to accept different types of material bodies and enjoy or suffer in different material conditions. Factually, the spiritual energy, the living entity, who desires to enjoy material things, is manipulated by the Supreme Lord. The so-called father and mother have nothing to do with the living entity. As a result of his own choice and karma, the living being takes different bodies through the agency of so-called fathers and mothers. Here, Angira Muni and Srila Narad Muni, they are introducing the concept of eternality of the soul. They could see that this king Chitraketu, who was a king of the world and who had so many wives, and he had only one son, that also he had begotten after so much of struggle, and that son was also killed by the co-wives of that child's mother. And because of the loss of the child, this king is in a great state of lamentation. And we can understand the condition of this king, that this son, who he wanted so much, and he prayed for the Lord, and after the blessings of Angira Muni, who had come in the beginning before the child is born, he got this son. And Angira Muni also had told that this son would be the cause of lamentation and happiness. But still, he wanted son. Because putra hinam gruha shunyam, Chanaka Pandit also says that without having a son, the home is void actually. There is no point in if there is no son. So he was a great king and he had everything. Whatever desire, everything was under his control. But only one thing was giving him so much pain that he does not have son. And that was the only cause of his worry and anxiety. And after that, he married so many wives, but still he could not get a son. So here Srila Prabhupada explains that it is not because of one's karma or one may get a son, but it is the direct supervision of the Lord. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papatya sriya pravishta udram. It is explained that punso reta kanashraya, that the soul gets a particular type of form or birth, it is because of two factors, karmana daiva netrana. It is the direct supervision of the Lord. And karmana, that is according to his karma, whatever activities, pious or sinful activities one has performed, accordingly he will be placed in a particular body. It may be human body or any other body. It's all because of the supervision of the Lord. It is not because if the father is potent or the wife is fertile, therefore one gets a child. Those factors are also there. But here, previously also, Srila Prabhupada has explained that sometimes father may be potent and mother may be important, but still they may get a child. Or sometimes both are potent, but they may not get a child. So it is because the Supreme Lord does not want. And nobody can question the Supreme Lord that why this is not happening. One cannot understand what are the laws governing behind this. And here we can see that this king, he lost the child after so much of struggle. He had got this child, he lost it. And that was not just a natural death, but the other wives, they became so envious of this particular wife, so that they poisoned the child, and the child was dead. And this king was just sitting next to this child, dead body of the child, and lamenting. It was a very difficult situation at this time, you can see. And the compassionate souls like Srila Narad Muni and Angira Muni, they understood that this is a king and it is his duty to rule the kingdom and guide people. He is a great leader. And if he is in this sorrowful condition, then what will happen to other people? And they were so compassionate upon this king that they decided that this is the right time. We have to approach him. Now he is in a submissive state. Previously he was so much wanting the child that he was not ready for this message that everything is temporary and this mortal world is a place of misery. He was not ready for that message. But when they saw that now he is in a lamentable condition and he is the fixed candidate to receive this knowledge, and therefore taking compassion upon King Chitraketu, they approach, and this time Srila Narad Muni and Angira Muni, both of them, they approach. The reason is not explained why two of them are coming. Usually one itself is a such powerful preacher, but might be they might have thought that, this is my speculation, that this case is very delicate and we have to handle the case very carefully. So therefore two of them, they came, and sometimes our preachers also go in this parampara. They take one assistant so that they can preach effectively, preaching partners. So this is in parampara. So they went there and they didn't hit the point that we should not lament and soul is eternal. They gradually entered into his heart. In the beginning they explained that just like the sand particles, they come together. Sometimes children, they make the castles in the sand, and they are so happy with that. They think that I have made this castle and it will going to remain here. This is my house. And one strong wave of the ocean drives away everything. It just, their all attempts or hopes are baffled. Because the child thinks that this is reality and it is going to be eternal. But what is a strong wave of this material energy? One may not realize that it is like a tsunami wave coming and just flooding everything. The tidal waves coming. We could see that few years before there was a tsunami wave. And so many people, innocent people, they just died. And their house, their homes on the shores, they were all wiped away. There was nothing existing there. So they explain that the things are temporary in this material world. That sometimes we may come together, even the relations in this material world are temporary. Sometimes somebody may be father or mother or any other big position of this material world. But what happens to those relations? After some time, they are all lost. The father gives birth to a child thinking that he will take care of me in my old age. But when the son, he grows, then he understands this material world and he takes the responsibility and goes somewhere far distant from the father. And these relations also cannot exist in the next life. In one life there may be some relations, but in the next life there are different relationships. So Srila Narad Muni and Angira Muni, they are gradually trying to elevate his consciousness and bringing him to the higher platforms. Because when somebody is on the temporary bodily platform, then he thinks that everything related with the body, that this body should remain eternal. This is a source of happiness. And therefore, we can see that in the material world, all attempts are done to make this body comfortable. Because one thinks that this is the only happiness one may derive from this material body. But if someone is little careful and observant that what happiness one may get, maximum happiness one can get from this body, that also is so temporary. And it cannot last for long. So when one realizes that this material body or this material world, anything of this material world cannot give me eternal happiness. We are looking for eternal happiness. Srila Prabhupada at one point explains that the soul is eternal. And the happiness of this material world is temporary. So therefore, the eternal soul cannot be happy with the temporary happiness of this material world. The soul can only be happy when it comes in contact with eternal things. And what are eternal things? Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna, His devotional service. These are the eternal things. And therefore, when someone comes in contact with these eternal things, then only one can be happy. Because soul by nature is eternal, Satchidananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So therefore, the eternal soul can only be happy when he comes in contact with the Supreme Lord, who is an eternal Supreme Being. So that is the actual happiness one may get. So one may think that why this material world has been created, that Supreme Lord knows that everything is eternal, means the soul is eternal, and this material world is temporary and it cannot give you happiness. So what is the necessity of creating this material world? It is because the living entity desires to become separate from the Lord. And he can be happy only if he forgets that he is the eternal soul. When he identifies with this temporary material body, then only one can try to enjoy the happiness of this material world. And therefore, Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhungte Prakriti Chan Guna Karanam Guna Sangasya Sadasad Yoni Janmasya. That the living entity, Purusha, Prakriti Stohi, that he tries to derive happiness in this material world. Prakriti se bhungte prakriti chan guna karanam guna sangasya sadasad yoni janmas. And because of that, what is happening? Though soul is transmigrating from one body to another. Sadasad yoni janmas. Sometimes good body, sometimes bad. So many different species he is transmigrating and trying to become the Lord, trying to become the controller. And this happens only when he forgets that he is eternal or there is higher supreme controller. So in this forgetfulness only he can be happy. So that is the illusory happiness. That is not the real happiness. Sometimes Shravana Prabhu gives the example that just like one is trying to eat a fruit or an apple or anything, in the reflection, when he sees in the reflection that there is some good eating object and he tries to eat that, it cannot give happiness, real happiness. It is just the reflection. So similarly, this material body is not eternal. It cannot give the eternal happiness. And trying to derive happiness from this material body is like trying to eat the fruit in the reflection. So therefore, here Srila Narad Muni and Srila Angira Muni, they are giving this knowledge to King Chitraketu. And they are explaining that as from one seed, another seed is generated. O king, so from one body, that is the body of the father, through another body, the body of the mother, a third body is generated, the body of a son. As the elements of the material body are eternal, the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. So they are explaining that just like the seed of any fruit, when it is planted properly, water is given, then another seed is generated. Means it generates a tree and again it bears a fruit, and from those fruits again so many seeds are generated. So similarly, from the body of the father and mother, a third body is generated, that is the body of the son. And all these elements, now they are taking, speaking on the little higher platforms, on the energy levels, that the material elements are eternal and spirit soul is also eternal. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, what are the material elements? Bhumi rapo anala vayu kam mano buddhi revach ahankara iti amme vidna prakruti rashtada. This material elements, basically there are eight elements. Bhumi rapo anala vayu kam mano buddhi revach. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. These comprise material energy. And beyond that, there is spiritual energy. Apareyam itasvanyam prakrutim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabhav yedam dharyate chikat. So Lord Krishna explains that beyond these material elements, there is a spirit soul, living entities. They are spiritual energies. They are not material. These are not, spirit soul is not a material element. It's a spirit, different, on the different level. Somehow other, that spirit soul has been entangled into this material world. And therefore this process is to disentangle this spirit soul, so that he becomes free from any tabernacles of this material world and again goes back to spiritual world where it can be eternally happy. So therefore, now Srila Narad Muni and Srila Angira Muni, they are explaining that the material elements are also eternal. Just like the elements of this material body, they are eternal. They exist eternally because it is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Parasya Shaktir Vividheva Shriyate. The Supreme Lord has multifarious energies and they are all eternal. They are eternally serving the Supreme Lord. And the living entity who appears through these material elements is also eternal. So the living entity is eternal. Here Srila Narad Muni and Srila Angira Muni, they are introducing this concept of eternality of the soul. And when one is, when one understands this, that the soul is eternal, it cannot be destroyed by any weapon, fire, or it cannot be dried by air or moistened by water, then only he can think on the higher platform. Just like when Arjuna was also not able to fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, because he was thinking that he is this mortal body. And he was lamenting. He was thinking that if all of them, they die, then we cannot see them, or we are all lost. Means. But at that time, Lord Krishna explained that you are lamenting for that which is not worthy of lamenting. You are lamenting for this mortal body. So you should not lament, because you should realize that who you are first of all. You are not this mortal body, you are a spirit soul. That is the first lesson of spirituality. So when one understands that he is not this mortal body and he is eternal spirit soul, and now some other he is has been entangled into this mortal world, he is getting different forms, sometimes through animals, birds, trees, aquatics, germs, and then when he finally gets this human form of life, which is very, very rare. Because you can see that human form of life is very rare. Even Prahlad Maharaj explains that Kaumaram Acharet Pradne Durlabham Manusham Janma. Prahlad Maharaj explains that this human form of life is very rare. Durlabham Manusham Janma. And what one should do? One should try to aspire for that which is eternal. After getting this human form of life, after getting so much developed consciousness, one should not waste that form of life. Because it is very rare. Human form of life is very rare. And especially in Kali Yuga, it is all the more rare. Because to get birth is also become so difficult. Because materialistic advancement is trying to even control the birth. They are thinking that there is now so much overpopulation, and we should control the birth. And here Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that to get human form of life itself is so rare. Means when that soul transmigrates through so many species of life, then it has got the opportunity now to take birth in this mortal world. When that opportunity is given, that time today's world, people are trying to abort the child in the womb before it is born. So therefore in Kali Yuga it is very rare actually to get human form of life. And some of the statistics, means US, and they have seen that there is so much abortion happening in so many countries, that some statistic was taken about the US, that then when they had wars, so many wars they fought, Revolutionary War, Civil War, and World War I, Second, Vietnam War, they could see that so many thousands of people were dead. Even in World War II, maximum people were dead, 4 lakh something thousand people. And when they compared these statistics with the statistics of the children getting aborted in the womb, it is really stunning actually. Means they could, from 1973 to almost 2001, they had aborted almost 40 million children in the womb. So we can imagine that it is such great massacre happening. And it is only one country. There are so many countries they have legalized. So they are not realizing that they are killing their own people who could become great devotees, great leaders. They can help so much human society. So therefore, Krishna consciousness we have to preach rigorously and explain that what are the repercussions of such things. And therefore, it is important that to give this knowledge to people that the soul is eternal. And when one is getting that opportunity, one should not deprive the child from perfecting its life. Because it is, one gets this human form of life because of the desire of the Supreme Lord. Karmana daiva netrena. It is not because of the father and mother. Here Srila Prabhupada is explaining this very different point. I was surprised that actually the spiritual energy, the living entity who desires to enjoy material things, is manipulated by the Supreme Lord. The so-called father and mother have nothing to do with the living entity. As a result of his own choice and karma, the living beings takes different bodies through the agency of so-called fathers and mothers. So it is a desire of the Supreme Lord that that spirit soul should get a human form of life or a particular form. And somebody intervenes that cycle, then one gets implicated. And then one has to get the reactions. And therefore one gets more and more implicated into the cycles of karma. Because the law of karma will not excuse anyone. Whether somebody is ignorant or knowledgeable. Somebody commits sinful activities, he has to get a reaction. And therefore, the whole materialistic advancement is happening because of only one ignorance. We have forgotten that we are eternal spirit souls. And there's so much propaganda going on to make this material temporary body happy. All the advertisements and all the things happening around are all centered around this material body. And we can see that this material body also cannot give eternal happiness. After when one crosses 30, 35, 40, one starts realizing the limitations of this material body. One realizes that now I cannot do so many activities. My body is failing. Of course, when somebody is young, it is very difficult for him to convince that you are going to become old. He thinks that now I am young and I can achieve everything. So it's very difficult. But if by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord and by devotees, if they come to know that there is some higher purpose to this human form of life, and one should not waste. Because in the Kali Yuga especially, the life is so uncertain that one may not leave even for 100 years. What to speak of 100 years? 60, 70 maximum. And almost, and it is getting more shorter. It is explained, Shukadeva Goswami explains to Parikshit Maharaj that they are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Tatashchanudinam dharmam. Satyam shaucham kshamadaya. Kalena balina racham. Nangshanti ayu balasmati. Is explaining that what is going to happen in Kali Yuga, that ayu bala smriti, the life, the strength, the memory, they're all diminishing. So therefore it is an urgency. This message has to be taken in great urgency. One should not wait that maybe after some years everything will be comfortable and then I can take this process of Krishna consciousness more effectively. It is not like that. Because Kali Yuga, the things are becoming more and more worse. And when we see the difficulties or the problems of this matter happening around, we can only realize that yesterday was a better day. Because things are becoming more and more worse. So therefore, it is a great urgency that this message should be given and should be followed in one's own life. Because sometimes it is easy to speak that you should not lament. You are not this mortal body, you are eternal souls. But when the misery strike on oneself, one is in that midst of problems, then it becomes quite difficult to practice this process blissfully. And sometimes we try to avoid also some devotees in the difficulties, that we may think that, oh, he's in Maya. So if his faith in Maya is stronger, then my faith will be reduced. So sometimes we fear to approach one who is suffering. But compassionate souls like Srila Narad Muni and Angira Muri, they take a great risk, because preaching means taking a risk. They take risk and they try to help the soul. They try to approach and try to find out what is happening. And therefore, we have so much counseling to the devotees, and so that every devotee should be cared, that because it all begins with mind. It may appear that a devotee is steadily practicing and performing devotional service, but Maya knows everything, how to attack a devotee. And it begins with the mind, dhyayato vishanpuns, and slowly he may appear that he is performing proper service and things are happening, everything is going nice. But suddenly one fine day we see that where is the devotee? It's not there. So therefore we should see that devotees are taken care, that every devotee, he may be a small child taking birth in Krishna conscious families, that child also should be protected. We have to see that when that child grows, its faith in Krishna consciousness remains stronger. It doesn't become allured by this, the temptations of this material world. So it's a great responsibility Srila Prabhupada has given. And if we practice sincerely the process given by Srila Prabhupada, in fact, he has made things so easy. He has made this wonderful program, morning program, evening program, and so many wonderful activities, deity worship, book distribution. And if we keep ourselves engaged, busy, then there is no possibility that one may slip away from Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, here Srila Narad Muni and Angara Muni, they are trying to give this knowledge to King Chitraketu. He was a king. He should not have lamented so much. But because he was feeling so much separation from the lost child, which was quite obvious, because that attachment, that he had that strong attachment towards his child, was taken away. Forcibly it was taken away. So it was not easy for him to adjust with the reality. So therefore, they came and they were giving this knowledge. And even sometimes devotees also feel separation. It is not that just give up all the attachment and become emotionless. That's not Vaishnava philosophy. Even the devotees, Vaishnavas also become emotional. But their emotional sentiments are not on the material platform. They are on the spiritual platform. Just like Srila Prabhupada, when he went to US and he was preaching at one place, and when he saw that that place is now developing and devotees are taking responsibilities, and he had great mission that he wanted Krishna consciousness to spread in so many cities and countries. So he decided that he will go to other place. When the devotees came to know that Srila Prabhupada is going to some other place, they were very much morose. They were requesting Srila Prabhupada to stay at that place. So Srila Prabhupada gave them spiritual understanding, that he told them that you may be in one part of the world and I may be in another part of the world, but if you are chanting Hare Krishna and I am chanting Hare Krishna, then we are all together. That is spiritual connection. So therefore, devotees also sometimes feel that, I'll be separated from particular devotee. We do not want separation. Separation is quite painful process. So devotees also sometimes become attached to each other. That's, if that attachment is on the spiritual understanding, then it is good. So although they may be physically separated, but still they'll be one in spirit. They will follow all the teachings given by the spiritual master, and they will follow all the teachings of the parampara. Because by following the words of great acharyas, spiritual masters, we are in touch with them. We cannot lose any connection with the Supreme Lord or his devotees. And that is a way to perfect spiritual life. Because we are eternal living entities and we have forgotten. And when we connect ourselves by following the process of devotional service, then we can eternally remain connected with the Supreme Lord. Because three things are eternal: Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. The Supreme Lord, devotee, and the process of connecting between them, that is devotional service. These three things are eternal. All other things of this material world are temporary. So therefore, when we practice this knowledge in the association of devotees, because in the association of devotees, it becomes quite easy to practice. And therefore, we should take the association of devotees. And here Narada Muni and Angira Muni, they came, whose association is so auspicious. Even a moment's association one may take of a devotee, one may perfect his life. So, thank you, Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Anything? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.